Simon, I'm a dad of four, and I know how that has utterly changed me and how I view the world. And I just wondered, since becoming a dad yourself, have you found that fatherhood has changed you?
Yes, I mean, for sure. It was what I call the missing link in my life. I thought I was happy, but I wasn't after I lost my parents. And then being a dad is, there's nothing like it. It makes you look at life in a very, very different way. You see life through his eyes compared to what I was doing before. And it's just, for me, it's just brought me so much happiness. I love it.
Couldn't agree more. And is it easy to restrain your ambition that you've obviously shown over, you know, decades in the music industry, and you know, and whether you want to or not, maybe putting some of that pressure onto your son, or can you rein it in and just be a dad?
Well, he is playing the drums, so
oh, good,
yeah, and I think he's good. Now, whether or not he's going to end up being in a band or not, I have no idea. But if he did, I would say to him, "There's no shortcuts, by the way. You'd have to." Actually, I would say the same thing. Get your mates together, form a band, work yourself out, and see if it works. But just do something you're passionate about.
Hear, hear. Yeah, the ultimate advice I could give my kids as well. How are you on music quizzes, Mr. Music Expert Simon
Probably
Cowell?
Probably not very good.
Okay, well, I do one every day on my show. It's called Music Master, and it runs over, it's got two people going head-to-head, and eventually someone gets to the final. And I would love to just see how you would do in one of my final rounds. Can I put a question to you?
Of course.
Okay, so what'll happen is I'll give you three clues, the identity of an artist, a worldwide famous global artist. Okay. I'll give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
So the year of birth is 1917.
1917?
The place is...
Okay, go on.
Steubenville in Ohio in the U.S.,
Ohio.
And the lyric is, I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick.
Couldn't be any better or I would be sick. So 1917, I'm doing the math. That is, he would be, if he was alive, about 105. Frank Sinatra.
Close. It was one of his good mates.
Dean Martin.
It was Dean Martin. There you go. There you go. Dean Martin. Yeah. Ain't That a Kick in the Head was the song I chose there. Yeah.
By the way, I loved him.
What a performer.
I love the Rat Pack, full stop.
Absolutely unbelievable. And the final thing before I let you go, because I know you're busy and need to get on to more things, but very quickly, I do a quick fire round at the end of my interviews all the time with everybody. I won't fly through all the questions, but just two. One is, what are you currently obsessed with, Simon Cowell?
I'm obsessed with riding my e-bike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, big time. And by the way, you get 95% of the same cardio workout if it was a non-electric bike, because you pedal faster and you go further. So for me, it was a game changer. So every day, even if it's raining like today, I go out on my bike.
Brilliant. And my final question, which I know is a little odd, but I do ask everybody because I don't. I wonder, do you, Simon Cowell, wash your legs in the shower?
Well, I take a bath, and I would say every other bath, yes.
Okay, amazing answer. Absolutely amazing. Simon, thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
SimonNeedsYou.com is the website to go and get the information and just rock up 28th and 29th of July in Dublin. Be part of Simon Cowell's new boy band. Simon, thank you so much.
Oh, you've been a total star. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.
So the question was, do you wash your legs?
Dave Moore on Today FM.